I think Earth Day International is a fine organization. I think they're very worthwhile. And it was very moving to me to see all these other recipients from all over the globe, from places like India and Africa. It was good to know that people are trying to better the human condition all over the planet. That was the most moving part for me, was seeing the other people from other countries.
Do you think that you can help things through music, with your music, as far as the Earth and the environment are concerned?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe to some small degree, if to the people who are listening.
You know. There's been a lot of commotion recently about Hollywood, being too loud and vocal and getting into Washington and doing this and doing that. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I have a lot of thoughts on that, and I'll be glad to share them with you. First of all, people seem to have very quickly forgotten that we had a president of the United States from 1980 to 1988 who was a Hollywood celebrity and invited all kinds of Hollywood celebrities to the White House, and that was just fine. You know, now for some reason it's not okay anymore. You know, and people also have to remember that when Hollywood celebrities go to Washington, we're not lobbying for show business. We're not promoting our personal agenda. We're lobbying for human rights. We're lobbying for health care. We're lobbying for the environment. That's what we're up there for, not ourselves. We're simply trying to call attention to some problems that affect everybody on every level of life, and people should remember that. Thirdly, we have just as much right. First of all, besides being a celebrity, I'm a citizen and a taxpayer first, okay? That's what I am first and foremost. I was born a citizen, and I grew up to be a taxpayer, lots of taxes. So I have just as much right to go there and put in my 2 cents worth as Exxon or General Electric or Dow Chemical Company or the timber industry or Jerry Falwell or Pat Robertson or any of those people. I have just as much right, and they're there on a weekly basis, believe me. So I think this is all incredibly silly. And it's unfair, and I can't believe that the media is piling on like this and being this malicious and this stupid, frankly, you know. And I really don't understand it. You know, the people in this community, compared to the general public, have given a lot better than we've got. You know, we have given and given and given, and we've accomplished a lot. And I will stick up for my colleagues in the Hollywood community any day of the week. They're just as knowledgeable, just as committed as anybody in this country, and I will stick up for them.
And of course, there's always the idea that if people from Hollywood did not say anything to the White House, then they would be accused of not doing anything. So.
Sure, yeah, you're damned if you do and damned if you don't, you know. But celebrities have been going to Washington and putting their 2 cents worth in for decades and decades, you know, back during World War II. Carol Lombard was killed out trying to sell United States savings bonds in an airplane crash. And people have been going there as long as people can remember. And suddenly it's not okay anymore, you know. And I just don't really understand it.
I'm Maura Howe from ABC Radio, and I just wanted to ask you, could you kind of give us a thumbnail on what your efforts are now that you've successfully purchased
the endangered sites in Walden Woods? Yes, our efforts are to raise about $5 million in the next 2 years. Because the land is not officially saved until we can pay for it. And we have a lot of money that we've borrowed from organizations like the Trust for Public Land. We have bank loans here in Los Angeles. I have personally loaned over $1 million to my own foundation that I would like to get back eventually. Actually, it's against the law for me not to get it back. I wish I could just put in some of my own money, but I can't. So we need $5 million in the next 2 to 2.5 years, so that's pretty much where my focus is at the moment. I'm a professional fundraiser now.
Has anybody spoken about, a whale of a good way to earn money would be to have a concert with some of your former colleagues and yourself?
Well, that's been a whale of a good way in the past, and I'm working on it. There's still a few people that I know that I haven't tapped yet. I have to say that the musical and film communities and television communities have been very forthcoming. That's another thing people who are celebrity bashing should remember, is that Walden Woods has been saved largely through the efforts of the Hollywood community. So I'm working on another concert. I really can't give you any details because nothing is confirmed, except to say that my good friend Sting, bless his heart, has committed to do it with me.
Dare we ask about perhaps members of the Eagles?
Nah.
There's a reunion going on with the Eagles, isn't there?
No, there's not.
Well, I thought there was some sort of tour. Well,
Joe Walsh and Glenn Frey are playing together, but that's the extent of it. Somebody else.
What are you working on right now?
I'm going on tour next week. I'm going straight from this interview to rehearsal. I'm going on tour. Our first show is the 18th in New Jersey. We're working our way back across the country. 50 cents from every ticket on this tour will go to the Walden Woods Project, which will amount to probably $100,000.
Why are you so impassioned by the environmental movement, the Walden Woods movement? What's your motivation behind it?
Well, that's a long and complicated answer, but just to put it in a nutshell, because I would like to see humanity continue to thrive and prosper on this planet. You know, it'd be a shame that this thing that we call a human experiment is in danger of being extinct in 300 or 400 years. I think we've been given a beautiful garden here and we're not tending it very well, and I think it's the bottom line issue, because if there's no air to breathe, if there's no water to drink, if there's no arable land to grow food in, then everything else is kind of a moot point, I think. I really think it's sort of the bottom line issue confronting humanity today.
And what do you have to say to those people that poo-poo the environmental movement? The environmentalists are made out to be these bad people now.
I think they're in a very sad state of denial, you know. Those are the people who won't admit that they ever make a mistake in their personal lives, and therefore they won't admit that humanity makes mistakes at large. Those are the people who just cannot admit that something is wrong. And there's some kind of a flaw in that, you know, some kind of a human flaw that I don't really understand, that we as a nation or as a species cannot admit that we have made mistakes and try to go about correcting those mistakes. It's either motivated by that, by some kind of terrible insecurity, or by greed and avarice, one of the two.
Don, what can your fans do? You know, what can the young people out there do?
Well, they can educate their parents, you know. I think a lot of kids are learning a lot more about the environment in school and from their playmates than their parents will ever know. But it has to be reciprocal. Parents have to educate children. Children have to educate parents. It all begins in the home. You have to do simple things in your home. Everybody can't go out and save the rainforest or Walden Woods. You can recycle. You can buy environmentally sound products. You can vote for people who have environmental records that are admirable. You can put a blanket around your hot water heater. You know, just simple things. You can get the low-flow toilets and shower heads, the toilets that only use a gallon and a half of water instead of 3 gallons or 5 gallons. Just little things. You can do things, and they save you money. You know, families can actually do good things for the environment and save money.
What do you do personally around the house?
All those things. Everything that comes into my house is recycled. We have low-flow shower heads. We have low-flow toilets. The hot water heaters are wrapped. I do everything I can possibly do. I try not to buy things in the grocery store or at the hardware store that are environmentally dangerous. My water in my home is solar heated. I do whatever I can do, you know.
Okay, you said you're going on tour. What about a new album? Are you working on any new songs? Or?
In my head.
Are you getting tour support from Giffen?
No, I don't even want to talk about that.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot. How are the negotiations going on?